Suffolk News, Thursday, January 22, 2015. 13 arrested in police raids. Handguns, CS gas spray, a taser and drugs, all recovered in huge operation by officers. Two handguns and a stash of cocaine were discovered in dawn raids on Wednesday morning as police smashed a drugs gang. The Met's helicopter hovered overhead at 5 a.m. as 13 people were pulled out of bed and arrested on suspicion of drug dealing, robbery, burglary and theft. In all, 21 addresses in Walworth and Bermondsey, around the Blue, Lucy Way and Bonamy Estate, were raided by 100 police officers after a six-month investigation by Southwark Police's gang unit. Though details of the raids were still coming in as the news went to press, officers confirmed that they had already recovered a CS gas spray, a taser, the two firearms, knives, large quantities of Class A and B drugs, and a wadge of cash. In just one property in Verney Road, an estimated kilo of cocaine was seized, along with around £10,000 in notes, all hidden away in a drawer with a teddy bear. 12 men and one woman, all aged between 13 and 55, were arrested for various drugs, robbery and burglary offences, and were taken to a central London police station. The operation followed complaints from Bermondsey residents of street dealing, antisocial behaviour and an increase in burglaries and moped thefts, according to Southwark Borough Commander Xander Gibson. Police suspect the gang was behind a series of smash-and-grab burglaries on small offices and shops in London Bridge, in which laptops, cash and other high-value items were taken. They were known to use mopeds to escape police and are suspected of being partly responsible for 600 moped and motorcycle thefts in Southwark over the last 12 months. We think this lot are responsible for a lot of antisocial behaviour and drug dealing in and around Bermondsey, said Commander Gibson. It was organised criminal behaviour. We've spent 6 months researching, gathering evidence and intelligence, some really hard work by the officers of Southwark Police, mainly our gangs unit. Commander Gibson said, "For me, it's fairly straightforward. There are a lot of good, honest, hard-working people in and around there who should not have to put up with groups of criminals. Why should they be exposed to that?" He added that over the last 12 months, Southwark had seen the biggest reduction in neighbourhood crime in London, with 3,088 fewer victims when compared to the previous year.